Yeah, they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing we stink. Go Bucks.
If you just got off the shore bus, you know I'll hold your hand and walk you up. I just want to see some red Bucks hats first. Look, I'm surrounded by 1,000 drunk Fred Durst. Stick carriers, we going round here again. Don't you fuck with Cummish, cause we hooligan. I'm all wrapped up in Tampa Bay, can't you see? I need chubs more than your old lady's pussy. A life's plan. A life's plan. Man, fuck your cowboy starter kit. Jean shorts and puffy snow jacket. Tell me one more crab leg joke. I'll shove my penis down your throat and thrust. There'll be a lot of deep thrusting and thrusting and thrusting and thrusting and thrusting and thrusting.
Bad games, just a lot of bad games that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing to see.
Enemies,
nah.
They wishing bad games,
yeah,
on this
man. Hey, I say bad games, just a lot of bad games that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing to see.
Nah, they won't have
my teeth.
Damn, bro, we went over by 90 seconds. We'll finish this next time. Speak soft, the carrot big stick.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, Tuesdays are our favorite. Because every Tuesday, when you purchase a traditional snack or small wing, you get one free. You get a free traditional snack or small wing with any traditional wing purchase. Restrictions apply. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Mastro Subaru is the place you need to go whether you're looking for a new Subaru or a pre-owned vehicle. Right now, they have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, so you can find the perfect car for you. And the best part is, you get a stick carrier discount. Special pricing just for being a stick carrier. Mastro Subaru, they got two locations, one in Tampa, one in Orlando. For more information, check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family? You see what we do as a family? I can't do my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
Let's go.
More happy. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. Let's go, Bucks.
Momentum for this franchise over the last couple of months was an easy task. We were all skeptical. We didn't know what to expect heading into the offseason. We saw teams making moves after moves. trade after trade, signing after signing. And early on in free agency, some of the names that were tied to and then signed by the Bucks were names that just weren't going to excite you. But in the last week, and Jason Light acting exactly like the rest of us, a stick carrier. See, folks, he went into the combine when all those trades are going down, and he was speaking softly to the Giants. No rumors about it. Goes into free agency, speaks softly. Nothing happening with the Bucks. Where is the news? Why is this team not trying to get better? A lot of us were hoping at the time that we could see a team trying to improve on a disappointing season last year. As the delay continued, some got more and more frustrated, while others thought the only logical explanation was that the Bucks have to save money to re-sign all of their key young players over the next few years. And as I've pointed out, and it can be pointed out again, when you look at some of the oldest players on the roster, you can tie about $50 to $60 million in those players, a lot of whom won't even be here in 2 to 3 years. Is that strategy by Jason Light? Perhaps. And maybe that is the money that will be used to re-sign the likes of Jameis Winston, Ali Marpet, Donovan Smith, Quan Alexander, and so on and so on. But Jason Light spoke softly. But that is not the entirety of the saying. The stick carriers originated about a year and a few months ago. And it wasn't until the draft party last year where we made our mark and put ourselves on the map. You know, you can't be loud, you can't be overly excited when your team is disappointing week after week, because then you just look like an idiot. We showed the Buccaneers what we could do. They did not meet us halfway last year. But while many people thought that we would fade into oblivion, we are back as strong as we ever were. And like I said, this whole thing didn't even explode until the draft party last year. It has not even been 12 months. And when I think back to where we as a movement was a year ago, we are so far beyond that this year. It's incredible. Which tells me the draft party, the training camp takeover, what's about to take place, and if this team puts it together on the field, holy shit. You are going to be in line for some of the most exciting sports entertainment times of your life. With the continued growth and excitement of this movement, and if the team puts it together on the field and it all connects, oh, you have no idea. But when Dirk Cutter, that San Diego Charger game, 2016, said the phrase, and I remember when he said it, and I was like, I have an uncensored podcast. Nobody else can run with this. Because nobody else can say motherfucking on their station or paper or wherever. I can fucking say it right here. And I felt as if Dirk Cutter at that time, when he was talking to his players, He wasn't just talking to his players. He was talking to me. He was talking to you. He was talking to every fan out there that has that burning passion inside to see this team win again. And I'll never forget that podcast that night. It was a Sunday night, and I just said to people like you and I that have this passion for this team, we're stick carriers. And it grew and it grew and it grew. But the saying goes like this: speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Jason Light spoke softly, and just when everyone was on the breaking point, forget about the ones who want to sniff the underwears of the players in the locker room, okay? The ones between the legs of the players, forget them. This is about you and I, okay? That's what the mute button's for. This is about people like you and I that just so much, it pains us inside how much we want this team to win. Not that we just love the organization. I just love the organization. No, fuck, I want this team to fucking win so bad. And yeah, when you go about 2 weeks into free agency or week and a half and you say every day some fucking other team is signing a player, you're just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Jason Light spoke softly. And then just when all of us were about to pull our hair out, when we were on that breaking point, Jason Light pulled out his big motherfucking stick and fucking beat the face of the NFL over and over and over again. From Jensen to Curry to Pierre Paul. A complete renovation of the offensive and defensive lines for your team. When you get beat physically, especially early on in the year last year against the Vikings and the Cardinals and the Saints and the Panthers, that's when the season was done. They were manhandled against those teams early on last season, and the season was lost. And bravo to Jason Light. And I think anybody who was losing their patience, wondering, how is this team going to do what I desperately so want them to do, and that's to win, when all of these other teams are going out and being aggressive and getting players? And Jason Light was behind the scenes speaking softly. So Jason Light, from anyone like me, we're sorry. We were impatient. And I hope that you understand why we have been impatient. We appreciate what you have done this offseason. We've seen what you've done to this roster over the last few years. But results speak louder than anything else. And we need you and your organization to win. Again, sorry for the impatience, but you haven't been here for the last decade. You haven't been here for the last 16 years since this organization last won a fucking playoff game, or 15 years or whatever. It's been a long time. And with each year that passes, the disappointment and anger turn into belief, hope, and motivation that the upcoming season will be the season that this organization finally turns it around. Your expectations will always be high. And I don't know if you're going to cringe at them or not, but they will be high again this year. And as a general manager, as somebody running an organization, I would hope that you love those expectations. We are going to continue to have those expectations for you because we want you to exceed those expectations. They're not unrealistic. Fuck, we almost threw a fucking parade for you at 9-7. We just want an organization that is going to compete. And once we get to the point of competition, then we can talk about higher stakes. The last thing we want to see is a team being manhandled, and I don't think you wanted to see it either. You went out, you addressed offensive line so far. Still work to be done there, maybe. You addressed defensive line, and you put yourself in position. Now, free agency is not over. The Bucks have been rumored in the safety chase with a lot of safeties out there. From Trey Boston to Eric Reed to Kenny Vaccaro to a lot of these safeties still on the board, still out there in free agency. And, of course, the Bucks linked to Derwin James. Today is a mock draft Monday. We have some Bucks takes that have jumped in on that. I'll give you my perspective. I don't know if I'm ready to give three rounds, but I know what the first round looks like to me. And I've made point of it on this podcast, on previous episodes. But I think it is even more glaring to me now more than ever how these top seven picks are going to play out. And I'll share that with you as we get into some of the Bucks takes coming up next. Like I said, thank you, Jason Light. Thank you for addressing the biggest needs on this team so far in the offensive and defensive line, getting more physical and nastier on both sides of the line. We know you need a running back. We know you need a corner. We know you need a safety. But these are positions that are deep in this draft and positions that still can be addressed early on in this draft. I do not think the Bucks are done. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm only glad that the Buccaneers have won the offseason. That I'm only glad that Jason Light has done what he's done. Because we've seen this. We've seen the Bucks win the offseason before. All I want is that this offseason is a springboard of momentum into the draft and then a springboard of momentum into training camp and our training camp takeover, and that this team finally produces the results on the field. Because that's what matters to you and I. All of the other nonsense on social media and the bickering and the fighting about who's right and who's wrong, none of that shit ever mattered. Never matters to me, and it shouldn't matter to you either. We all want just one thing and one thing alone when it comes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it's really fucking simple. And I don't understand why it's so hard for people to fully grasp this concept. Just find a fucking way to win consistently. Compete for an entire season. Give us a glimpse of what the playoffs might look like. And who knows? You might get that parade we almost threw you 2 years ago when you went 9-7. Bucks takes are up next, and they are on fucking fire today. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Riccardo's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Riccardo's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BriccadosSandwich.com. one of my absolute favorite gems of the entire Tampa Bay area, where I go to watch my sports and know that I am getting a quality meal every single time, is Sports Legends Bar and Grill in Clearwater. It's on the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater, and all of the food is prepared fresh daily. You can taste it in their quality. Sports Legends Bar and Grill. We love Leo and the gang. Everyone there at Sports Legends. Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ.
Bucks Uncensored.
Do this. Bucks takes. I mean, they came in hot and heavy with this podcast. I don't know if I'll be able to play as many as I want to. You can just tell the excitement building back up for the Bucks. You can always send in your Bucks take, though. You record your voice on your phone. You email it in to BucksUncensored@gmail.com, @gmail.com, 90 seconds, keep it to 90 seconds or less, so we can get in as many as we possibly can. Just remember, hundreds come in almost for every podcast, so if you don't hear yours, keep sending it in. I try to rotate as many as I can. Now, there's certain people that, you know, when they send them in, not only being some of the originators on this podcast, but, you know, just being as passionate as anyone else is as well. You know what I mean?
Justin, Lou from Port Richey, man. Look, man, the mock draft Monday, man. I'm going to fucking pick Chubb for the first pick. Dude, it's Chubb and then everybody else, man. If he's there, it's mandatory, man. You got to pick that cat, man. For my second round pick, I'm going to go with the running back. I'm going to go with that kid, Geis, from LSU. If he's not there, Sonny Michel from Georgia, man. My third pick, I'm going to pick a guard. That kid, Will Hernandez from UTEP, man. He's a big cat, man. I think he can fill up some space, man, and do the right thing for us, man. Dude, Jason, after you pick a end, a running back, and a guard, I don't give a fuck who you pick, man. You want to pick a punter, a long snapper? I don't give a fuck, bro. You can pick Snoop's relative again, bro. He can bring Chronic to the fellas, man, and be like, bum, 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 bum. Motherfuckers, you know the song. But yeah, brother. Yes, that's my picks. I'm going to keep it short. I'll see you crazy bastards at the draft party. Be there, bitches. Be there! Yes, sir! Speak softly.
And Lou must have sent that in before the JPP trade, huh? Still had that third round pick? I'm curious, though. I mean, I don't think he's going to be there. But we don't know how that top six is going to play out. Chubb's there. I'd take him. Just load up on defensive ends. You got to remember, too, Curry and Pierre-Paul, both 29 years old. It wouldn't hurt to have nice rotation with a young defensive end in there. Woo! Woo! Not a very deep draft, though, at edge rusher. I'm going to try and get Luke Easterling on maybe for Wednesday's podcast. And Luke, as he did last year, we hope to have Luke Easterling from the Draft Wire and the USA Today Wire Networks, their big draft insider, on with us once a week leading up to the draft. Good, good friend of mine. Some other people just all fired up. The OKC boys.
What's going on, Commish?
Whoa,
Stick Carriers, OKC boys.
We back.
God damn, I'm sitting here working and my phone fucking going off. Doug and fucking Brandon from Washington. They start texting, I log on to fucking Twitter. JPP.
Motherfucking JPP.
Coming to Tampa, baby. We back on that fucking wave. We're going to follow the fucking light. And guess what, Stick Carriers? JPP got three fingers.
He can still eat that fucking dub, baby.
He still can eat dubs.
So
let's fucking go. As always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yep. He can still throw that W up. So we know that's important. Outlaw's on with us. Hey, Outlaw.
Commish, Outlaw. Holy shit, man. I've been buzzing all day. JPP. Yes! You down with JPP? Yeah, you know me. I'm down with JPP. Holy crap, dude. You know, Jason Light, let's give it to him, man. Everybody stand up. Give the man a standing O. He started a little bit on the soft side, and every move just got a little bit better, and it's just been building, 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 like a crescendo, man. And he just pulls this rabbit out of his ass with JPP, man. I do not know what to expect next with this draft. Everything's falling in line. Everything in front of them is just setting up perfectly, man. Now they can just go out and draft the best available player, and they're going to have a good one fall in their lap. I can just feel it. So, and I love the Ryan Jensen pickup. You know, people bitching and complaining, you know, well, I guess the Ali Marpet experiment failed. Well, you know what? Fuck the Ali Marpet experiment. I want my fucking team to win. Signing Ryan Jensen, you know, it gives us depth at center now. Ryan Jensen can go play center like he's born to play. He can defend Jameis Winston, and you know what, if he knocks the shit out of some defensive lineman who gets a cheap shot on our quarterback and he gets suspended, well, we got depth. Ali Marpet can move right back in for a couple of plays, and the D lines across the NFL can fear these bad motherfuckers. Oh man, I can't wait. Let's go, man. I can't wait to see all you motherfuckers at the draft party. Until then, speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it,
Outlaw. Believe I just saw your birthday's coming up Tuesday. Happy birthday to Outlaw, the most passionate Bucks fans out there. So thank you to you. The Ali Marpet experiment failed. I don't think it was Ali Marpet that failed at center, but when you've got Sweezy and a rotation at left guard, so you got Sweezy at right guard and a rotation at left guard, like, the combination of Jensen Marpet better than the combination of Marpet and whoever else was at guard. I don't dislike that at all. I don't dislike, which means I like it. It's fine. I'm just looking for the best combination of five players. The question is Jensen an upgrade over what the Bucks had at left guard last year and potentially what they had, what they have in Sweezy? Yes. And the reason I say both guard positions is they could still address guard somewhere in this draft coming up as well. All right, Outlaw, happy birthday to you. Hope you enjoy it. Jeremy's in Cali. Hey, Jeremy.
Commish, what's up? It's Jeremy in Cali. Figured I'd call in right after I got this notification! Jason Pierre-Paul to the Buccaneers! Anyway, figured I'd give my little raw take on how it kind of went down. So I got the notification, you know, that Jason Pierre-Paul was going to be traded. And that's all I kind of saw and read. So, you know, I went about my business, got my car, took off, you know, and then looked a little bit more at the notification, which I don't recommend, kids. You're not supposed to look at it while you're driving. But when I looked at it a little further, I saw the Buccaneers, baby! We're getting Jason Pierre-Paul! The half-handed wonder! You down with JPP? You know me. You down with JPP? You know me. Anyway, pretty stoked. But then I read a little bit further. And the reality set in that we traded two of our 2018 draft picks, number 3 and number 4, for him. So it kind of made me go, but you know what? He's got a proven track record. Anybody we could have got at 3-4 may not even have panned out, even though 3-4 is where Jason Light shines. It's not like we didn't get anything. We got a third rounder. I think we're getting the Giants third rounder, which actually kind of moves us up. Cool. Anyway, I'm loving it. And I'm getting over, like, it's going to go over the dang Bucks tag. So let me give a shout out to the sponsors. I haven't done that in a while, and maybe it'll pay off for not going too long. Anyway, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ricardo's, B4, Headlines Barbershop, Joe Bucks Fan, Sports Legends, Mastro Subaru, and hopefully I nailed it all because speak softly. And Gary, the big motherfucking stick!
Excellent, Jeremy. Excellent. They swap fourth round picks, so the Bucks will have the second pick in the fourth round on day three, and they lose their third round. So. We'll talk more about that in a moment once we get into these mock draft Mondays. Let's get Kinky on. Hey, Kinky.
Come in, stick carriers. What the fuck is up? It's Kinky. Kinky, if you're nasty, checking in from Hawaii. I'm going to try to stay under my time this time. I want to first, you know, I'm just start with a fucking round of applause for Mr. Jason Light. Because you did your motherfucking thing this offseason, brother. I'm assuming it's over. I'm assuming you're done. You know, might be a little something else to do, but I doubt it. But until the draft, for now, I mean, you did your motherfucking thing, man. A+. Got us tougher. Like, we got an identity. We hanging our hats on toughness. I love it. Noble pushing around the fucking Bucks. Not on either side of the line. I love it. I fucking love it. This Jason Pierre-Paul trade, man. I was like, yo, we could have got Robert Quinn for this and for less and blah, blah, blah and all that. Then somebody on Facebook reminded me, I'm like, why people don't understand that JPP is better than Robert Quinn? And I checked the numbers and I looked at the highlights and I was like, you know what? He is. He is. And he only a year older. That's, yeah. So, yeah. Bravo to you, Mr. Light. You did your motherfucking thing, man. I'm very excited. I'm very fucking excited. Can't wait for the season. Can't wait for the draft. Because now I'm looking at guys like Derwin James and thinking, like, you know what? He would be a fucking perfect fit. And I'm looking at guys like Dez Ward, guy that I wasn't considering before, you know, because I didn't feel like we would be good enough to go take some secondary and be improved in the secondary if the front four wasn't better. But now the front four is fucking legit. Legit. And there's depth. I love it. But yeah, man, can't wait for the draft. Till next time, man, I'm going to just leave it there. Try to stay close to my time. I'm still over, but whatever. It's Kinky, Kinky if you're nasty, and speaking softly and carrying my big motherfucking stick.
I love it. I love it, Kinky. I love it, Kinky. Oh, I love Kinky as well. Rodzilla's the motherfucking killer.
Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and motherfuckers, it's Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer. And I'm here to talk a little sense to y'all. There's some people upset that we gave up a third for JPP. And there's others that said we should have got Robert Quinn. But you were giving up a pick for Robert Quinn, but you don't want to give up a pick for JPP? JPP is your third round pick. What guy is going to come in, a defensive end, and make an immediate impact in this draft? Bradley Chubb is not a lock to give you that impact right away. There's going to be a learning curve, and 90% of the time, these guys have to learn that curve. Might get four, five, or six sacks. Jason Light cannot afford five or six sacks from a defensive end. So instead of having to reach for Bradley Chubb, you get JPP for a third and you slide back six spots or four spots or five spots, whatever the fuck it is, in the fourth round. That's, dude, this move was fucking brilliant. It was fucking brilliant. Because if you want to reach for Chubb, guess what you're giving up? Even if you move one spot, you're giving up a third. You're losing a pick to get a defensive end. You're losing two picks instead of losing one. Now you got JPP in the third. Now you're almost forcing the Giants to get that defensive end. They needed some cap room. We gave them the cap room. They'll probably take Chubb because Chubb is cheaper. Go cheap for Chubb. Now, in essence, they're almost dictating the picks for the first six picks. Now, you have those four quarterbacks going. Chubb will be gone. Saquon Barkley will probably be gone, which leaves Nelson and a couple of safeties, Derwin James. But what this frees you up for, you can get the number one safety or number one corner with pick number one. And after Saquon Barkley, you have a cluster of guys who are just as good. If you pick any of the four of them, they could be intermixed between two through five. And you have a hell of a first three picks. And I believe if anybody will fall, it'll probably be Saquon Barkley for that simple fact that you got the group of guys that are probably about the same. So why would you take that guy and then go to second round and get the fourth best corner or the fourth best defensive end or the fourth best safety when you can get that guy first? It only makes fucking sense to do that. And one last thing. Who says that Saquon Barkley don't turn out to be another Trent Richardson? Didn't Cleveland make that mistake before? Trent Richardson was this big, strong, hard-running running back. Big as hell, strong as fuck. Running through motherfuckers in college and didn't do shit but be everybody's bitch in the pros. So keep that shit in mind, people. They made a hell of a pick. That shit was fucking brilliant. This is Rodzilla the Killer, and I'm out. Be happy, Stick Carriers. They made a great fucking move.
I know I'm happy. I'm always happy to have the motherfucking killer, Rodzilla, back on the podcast. I also love having first-timers on. That's where we go to Roland. Hello, Roland.
What's up, Justin? It's Roland in Atlanta. Long-time listener. First Bucks take. I'm actually in the car on the way to work listening to this is Wednesday's podcast, and listening to Lead with the T, when he's talking about Jerry McCoy, I was like, man, I got to send in my first Bucks tape when he's talking about Jerry McCoy. First things first, man, it's been over a decade. I'm tired of people hitting me up on Instagram when I have on a Bucks hoodie and a Bucks Scully talking about, yo, man, you still like the Bucks? And it's like, yeah, man, I haven't sold out, loyal, even though it's been over 10 years since we've been to the playoffs. Invested so much money in the NFL Sunday ticket, and these boys still can't turn it around. Bottom line is, man, I just want to see these boys win consistently. In this draft, listening to your podcast. Hey, at number seven, if they don't get Quentin Nelson at number seven, or Bradley Chubb, or even Saquon Barkley, if those three players do not fall to them at number seven, they need to trade out the pick, man. They have a lot of holes to fill. Yeah, Derwin James from FSU is all good, but it's like, all right, is this safety at number seven going to help us go over the top to win games? Or is solidifying the defensive line or offensive line going to take us over the top? They got money. They should go get, like, Trey Boston or something, Eric Reed, Kenny Vaccaro, somebody in free agency, just so they're not obligated to draft the safety so high. They need to go ahead and get this Nelson for your Monday's podcast. First three picks, either the guard from Notre Dame, Chubb, or Saquon Barkley at number seven, or trade out. They need to trade back into the first round or early second round to get a running back. The guy that backed up Leonard Fournette at LSU, I forgot his name, Gucci, I'm going to just call him Gucci. I forgot his name. They definitely need to get a running back. Purpose three down running back, and you know they can either trade back into the second round. Hopefully that guard from UTEP, Will Hernandez, is there, and they just need to solidify the D and O line. Even Vita Vea, if they can get him, tell you what, Jerry McCoy, if they can get a second round pick from Oakland, send him to Chucky. Because Gerald McCoy been here damn near since, what, 2010? And I have watched every bus game, and I have yet to see Gerald McCoy. I mean, I don't hate him, but I have yet to see him take over a game like, yo, the Bucks won this game because Gerald McCoy went off. But anyways, man, first time. This is my first Bucks take. I just want to see this team win. Shout out to all your sponsors, and I'm ready for this draft. Just make it do what it do. I just want to see this team win. I went over. I'm sorry. Peace out.
You speak for all of us, Roland. Good to have you part of the podcast, and don't be a stranger. Doug is all fired up in Section 119.
What's up, Commish? What's up, Stick Carriers? This is Doug in Winter Haven, Section 119, and Ray J. Just got done listening to Wednesday's podcast and wanted to send in my mock draft Monday. All right, guys, everybody knows who most of us fans want in the first. I pray that Bradley Chubb falls to us at 7. I would go Darius Grace in the second round, LSU running back. To me, he's the best in between the tackles runner in the draft, and I watched a lot of LSU football, and there wasn't much of a drop off last year from him the year before with Leonard Fournette. Offense still produced about the same. Third round, I'd go back to LSU. They make football players, and I would pray that Dante Jackson, cornerback, is still on the board, and that would be my three-round dream scenario mock draft. Shout out to all the sponsors: B4 Bocados, Sports Legends, Christian at Headlines, Buffalo Wild Wings, Mastro Subaru, all that good shit. Congrats to Will in the Midwest on your new addition to your family. I had my son about 11 months ago. It's a great feeling, bud. So congratulations, enjoy. It goes fast. With that being said, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, Doug. Appreciate it. Appreciate you giving us your mock draft Monday. We're going to do this every Monday leading up to the NFL draft. Andrew is up next with us with his mock draft Monday.
Fuck yes, Jason Light. Good work in free agency, man. What's up, Justin? I'm sending you my quick three-round predictive mock. So I think that since we're not pigeonholed into taking a particular player, I think that we should trade down with a quarterback needy team like Miami or Buffalo. They're at 11 and 12 respectively, and we should fleece them for our third round pick. That's what quarterback needy teams would do. And so if we trade down, we could pick up Vita Vea, which is, I think, one of the top, if not the top, defensive tackles in this class, and he could potentially be Gerald McCoy's replacement. In the second round, I think we could get Darius Geis or Rashad Penny, three down backs who could run through contact, have great speed, and can catch the football. In the third round, we get a cornerback, J.C. Jackson, out of Maryland. I think he could be a starting cornerback in the NFL from the slot or the outside. And a sleeper pick, I think we can get Mike Love from USF. He's a freaking awesome defensive end. He's put up good production, and he's familiar with playing in Ray J. Thanks, Justin. Go Bucks, baby.
All right. Good one, good one. Going three rounds. We'll do this every Monday for a mock draft Monday. You record yours on your phone. You email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Ben's up with us. Hello, Ben.
Yo, Justin, what's going on, man? Ben from Washington, D.C., first-time caller here. I've been listening to the podcast for a while now and wanted to chime in on Mock Draft Monday, let you know what we're going to do with the first three picks. First round, I got us going with Denzel Ward, cornerback out of Ohio State. To me, he's the best secondary player in the draft. Man, the dude's a baller. He always has a knack for where the ball is. I think a lot of people don't give him too much credit because he's undersized, but always making plays, man. You know, and going into next season, there's just no way we can have Vernon Hargraves be our number one cornerback. That just can't happen. It's actually scary just thinking about it. So we have to go ahead and address that position. And while we still have Grimes for another year, I think he can definitely learn a lot from him. Second round, I got us going with Billy Price. He's a guard also out of Ohio State. To me, he's a first-round talent, but he's likely going to slip in the draft because of the combine injury that he had. So he's a finesse player that we could definitely take advantage of. Great run blocker, solid pass blocker. And third round, Rashad Penny, San Diego State running back. We finally addressed that position we've needed to for a while. Three down back. He's not as explosive as some of the other players, but he's smart. He runs hard. He's very patient. And he can catch the ball out of the backfield. So those are my three picks. Thanks again, Justin. Appreciate all of what you do. Sorry if I went past the time limit, but wanted to let you guys know I'm going to be seeing you next month at the draft party. I can't wait, man. Just booked my hotel at the Marriott West Shore, booked my flight. Looking forward to it, man. Shout out to all the sponsors. Go Bucks, baby.
All right. The Courtyard, Marriott, West Shore, love it. That is where that's the official hotel of our Bucks Uncensored draft party. And I want to make sure I get you all of the details. Normal rate is right now about $185, $190 a night. They have agreed to a $120 rate for the stick carriers for the Bucks Uncensored draft party. You call the hotel directly at 813-874-0555. That's 813-874-0555. This is the same hotel a lot of us stayed at for the training camp takeover. Awesome hotel, and they're providing transportation to and from both nights of parties. Remember, this isn't just one party. It's Thursday night and Friday night. Obviously, Thursday night is going to be massive. When you call, you just give them this code, and you get the discounted rate. I'm all choked up. M-BL53YB2. That's M-BL53YB2. Now, I have heard that rooms are starting to go fast, and once all the rooms are booked, the discounted rate is gone. So be sure to call them as soon as possible and book your room at the Courtyard Marriott West Shore Airport there, the official hotel of the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. And Ben just added Washington, D.C. to the list. Listen to this list so far that we've accumulated of people coming in from outside of the Tampa Bay area, even outside of the state of Florida so far. We've got Canada, Panama, of course Javier's coming, Atlanta, San Diego, Dallas, Long Island, Scott from Pennsylvania, and then now Washington, D.C. So, again, when you get that many people coming in from all over the world for your draft party, for the Bucks Uncensored draft party, you know this thing is going to be fucking rocking. And if you made the mistake and have gone to the stadium in previous years, even last year, and you were very disappointed, very bored at how that was all handled there at the stadium, I can guarantee you one thing. You will not be bored at the 2018 Bucks Uncensored draft party. One guy that will be there, I know he'll be there because he's coming from San Diego, it's our buddy Eric. Hey, Eric. Eric.
Justin Stickers is Eric out in San Diego calling with my Bucks take. Great fucking job, Jason Light. That's awesome. Getting JPP back in Tampa. As I'll say, the entire fucking defense line's changed. You can't look at that defense line and not say it's improved, because our starting defensive left end is now the third, potentially fourth fucking defensive end on our team right now. That's a great job. Great job, Jason Light. Now, today is Mock Draft Monday, so here is my first three picks. We said we were going to do this when we saw the third, but we don't have it no more. So my first three picks, number one, man, I've been toying with this. It's Quentin Nelson. I think he's the one that falls of Barkley and Chubb. I think he's the one that's available. And then that gets rid of J.R. Sweezy in that contract. Huh, crazy. I feel like somebody had talked about contracts and them like leaving at some point. I don't know who that was, Kamish. You might know. In the second round, I got us getting Justin Reed from Stanford, safety. This team, for some fucking reason, isn't just loves the fuck out of Chris Conte, but I got a feeling that they're gonna trust VH3 or Ryan Smith out in the corner, and that they need to address that secondary, especially after they already revamped the defensive line in free agency. So I got Justin Reed out of Stanford. And with our third pick, and I say third because I do not think we can't sit and wait for the fourth, Rashad Penny. I think he falls somewhere in like around round three. And I've seen this kid live, and he is the real deal. So those are my picks, and cannot wait for this fucking draft party. Cannot fucking wait. Let's go, Bucks.
You know, I continue to think that, and the Bucks have now been linked to a lot of these safeties that are available. I think corner and running back in the draft, you know, and I know a lot of people like Derwin James. If they sign a safety before the draft, I don't see them drafting a safety, especially in the first round, unless it's the biggest smokescreen of all time. But you sign an Eric Reed or a Vaccaro or any of these guys, and then you have Justin Evans from last year. They re-signed Keith Tandy. They re-signed Chris Conte. Now, granted, one-year deals. But how many safeties are you going to have on your roster? You'd have four. You're going to draft another and have five? Well, if you draft a guy in the first round, he's got to start. Are you signing Eric Reed or Vaccaro? They're probably going to start. But Justin Evans is probably going to start. I mean, now you're starting to see it maybe play out in a different way, to where maybe you trade down from seven, target a corner, target a running back, unless Barkley is there, or do they like Ward from Ohio State? So, I mean, that's just my perspective. I know how, again, when my team, when the Bucks have the seventh pick, give me seven players. Let me put seven players on my board. One of those players is going to be there. I'm going to share with you who my seven players are at this point, and I'm also going to give you the options of what that means here in just a moment. Let me finish with the Garv, and then a very special guest with a special question to end it. Hey, Garv.
Justin, Garv in Sarasota, at JP Garv on Twitter. What are we going to do for the draft? Well, I think, in my opinion, what the Bucks should do is, if there's any way possible, to get Quentin Nelson to do it. I think Chubb will be gone before there. I think it's a possibility anyway that Quentin Nelson would be there. And my God, you got to take him. Right then and there, we'd go from an average O-line to one of the best in the NFL. It would be awesome. What would we do in the second round pick is definitely find a running back. I would also add, if Nelson isn't there and they don't like a cornerback and or safety well enough, and there's another quarterback there, yeah, you trade down. Maybe pick up another defensive lineman and a running back, maybe a guard in the fourth round. Either way, this is win, win, win for the Bucks. I think Jason Light has done a fabulous job so far. I love the Eagles taking from the best defensive line in the NFL and adding it to ours, with Curry and the other guy. I really like what they've done so far. Very excited. JPP adds a dynamic pass rusher. So, you know, the arrow's pointing up. We've got a lot of opportunity here. I think what Jason should do at the draft day is wait until they're on the clock. See who's there. Wait for the offers. Bang, zoom, move on. And the crowd goes crazy at Buffalo Wild Wings. Nailed it. Oh, wait. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
All right, Garv. We're going to see you at the draft party in just about a month. Oh. Did I just notice something? This is Monday's podcast, March 26th, one fucking month away. Yes. 4 weeks from this Thursday. Holy shit. Here are my seven players. All four quarterbacks. Four quarterbacks. Okay? Four quarterbacks, Chubb, Nelson, and Barkley. One of those seven is going to be available at the seventh pick. So how does it play out? Browns, most likely to get a quarterback. Jets will get a quarterback. You could see the Giants or Broncos getting a quarterback, or the Bills trade up with, let's just say for this instance, the Bills make the massive move. Okay, they've already moved up to get in position. I just find it hard to believe that they moved all the way up and weren't willing to pull the trigger on a massive deal to get up to the top two in front of the Jets. I say, let's say the Bills get up to and trade up with the Giants. So then you get quarterbacks. Let's say quarterbacks go 1, 2, and 3. Let's say the Browns take, let's just say the Browns take Barkley. No, let's, it doesn't matter. Yeah, Barkley. Broncos take Nelson. Colts take Chubb. Oh, shit. What do? I know what I do. Because I have a funny feeling that the Dolphins want Baker Mayfield. And I would trade back with the Arizona Cardinals. I'd get the Cardinals first and third this year and their first round pick next year. It's a lot. But they're moving up into the top 10 for a quarterback. Teams get more desperate for a quarterback. And the Bucs move back. I believe it's around the 14th pick. I want to say 14, 15 for the Cardinals. That is an ideal spot for the Bucs, who would then have 2 first-round picks next year, get a third-round pick back this year, still have their second, and still be on the board in the middle of the first round for guys like, could Derwin James could be there. A safety could fall. A Joshua Jackson, Iowa corner. And we'll have Luke on hopefully Wednesday and ask him about some of these players. Vita Vea could be on the board. Darius Geis, a lot of you mentioned him in your mock draft Monday. Get your running back. I think the Bucs would be in a perfect position to get their third-round pick back this year, get a first-rounder next year, so you have 2 first-round picks next year, and still get one of those players that they were eyeing early on. That, to me, is the ideal scenario. Yeah, listen, I'd love Nelson, I'd love Chubb. If they drafted them, I'd be fucking fired up. But if you could load up on some extra picks and get an extra first next year, and you're already putting together a strong team, and now you have 2 first-round picks. Now you're building a complete organization and franchise. And that probably is worst-case scenario for some people. Oh, my God, top 3 guys are gone. Top 3 quarterbacks are gone. Last quarterback. Well, when the last of the top quarterbacks remain, that's when you can open it up. The Cardinals' 2 quarterbacks right now are Sam fucking Bradford and Mike Glennon. You think they're desperate to get a quarterback? And you haven't really heard them being mentioned at all as a trade partner to trade up. I think it's a nice match there with the Bucs. Cardinals get their quarterback. Bucs get their draft picks. That, to me, would be a best-case scenario for the Bucs. Get the picks and still get a defensive tackle, a defensive back, or your running back there. And if you don't get your running back there, then I'm looking to trade back in the late first round and get Sony Michel. So if I'm not getting Geis or Barkley, then I'm getting Michel. I need a top running back. I need a playmaker, a game breaker. I'd love a physical running back. But if a Michelle is a guy who can make those big-time plays, splash plays that the Bucs desperately need on offense, you're damn right I'm going to take it. We'll end this podcast with a question from a very special guest.
Jason Belinsky, the commissioner, and your dulcet tones, yeah. This is Randy from the Afterlife, brother, and I've been sitting here thinking, yeah. I have got a question for you, yeah. My question is...
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big
big height on it.
Crushed it!
How does this sound for a tag team, brother? Me and a certain guy amongst the living are the mega powers, but how does Jason Pierre-Paul and Jameis Winston sound as a five-finger discount? Yeah, see what I did there? I'm a comedian, yeah. And I'll be speaking softly and carrying a big motherfucking stick. Okay. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Macho Man. I love it. Thanks to all of you that sent in Bucks takes. If yours didn't get played, I still got it. Maybe we get it in on Wednesday, depending how many Bucks takes get sent in. We'll try and get Luke Easterling on, talk some draft with us as well. And you never know what news could come down with the Bucks being rumored on all these safeties now. This podcast is two times a week. It's Mondays and Wednesdays. Check it out first at JoeBucksFan.com, our great partner. And also subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Be sure to rate and review. And check out every podcast leading up to the big day. And as we're getting closer and closer, we're trying to get some loose ends tied up. And I'll share more details of what we have planned for you at the biggest party for 2018 when it comes to the Bucks, when it comes to the team you love, and probably all around the biggest party you're going to go to, the rowdiest party you're going to go to this year will be the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa, April 26th and 27th, a two-night event. We invite you to join us in staying at our official hotel, the Courtyard West Shore. It's on 3805 West Cypress Avenue. You can call them directly, 813-874-0555. You got to give them the code, though. The code is M-BL53YB2. $120 nightly rate. Normally about $185, $190 I saw on their website last week. It is springtime. It's a busy time down here. So to get a $120 rate, that includes transportation to and from both nights parties. Awesome deal that they're doing with us there at the Courtyard. So thank you to the Courtyard. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings. Tuesday is Wing Day, by the way, BOGO Wings on the small and traditional size. So make sure you go by Buffalo Wild Wings on Tuesday to take advantage of BOGO Wings. Thanks to Mastro Subaru and everything that they've done. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, why not buy a vehicle from somebody who's just like you? They are stick carriers there at Mastro Subaru, and they're giving a stick carrier discount. Special pricing for stick carriers there at Mastro Subaru. It's on Hillsborough Avenue, right near the veterans. Go by and tell them that you're a stick carrier. Also, Bricado Sandwich Shop, Cuban Sandwich, Devil Crab. You know they got it all there at Bricado's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. And then on the other side of the bay in Clearwater is our friends at Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Food is fresh daily. Steve Whittem, who just had a birthday, happy birthday to Steve, another big-time stick carrier, passionate Bucks fan, told me last year, he goes, you know, every time I go to Sports Legends, it's so consistent and it's so good. That's what you get at Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. Looking forward to Wednesday's podcast as we count down the days to the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, a stick carriers event. Cannot wait for this. Sammers told me that he's putting together some cool designs for some new shirts. Again, I don't have anything to do with the shirts. I've given everything to Sammer. You can make the shirts, sell the shirts for whatever he wants. Keep it. He's in charge of the shirts. But I think I'm going to need a new one maybe for the draft party. And Sammer said he's putting some cool things together there for stickcarriers.com. The momentum is back. Cannot wait to see you later on in April. 1 month from today being Monday. It is March 26th. April 26th is the big day. Cannot wait to see you there. As always, the stick carrier movement originated with the words of Dirk Cutter himself. He said these words at the end of the 2016 season when the Bucks beat the Chargers, said it in the locker room after the game. It sparked a movement. It sparked a movement. But it's one thing to hear Dirk Cutter say it. It's another to hear it in a very sexy voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
And that we will do. See you on Wednesday. Bucks Uncensored. Nailed it.